Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Bond. Just Bond. Just out to lead the growing movement of blockchain and cryptocurrency-powered ventures, giving new TV programming a life. Founder and Chief Executive Den Tolmar joins me next from Florida. Also ahead, LeBron beyond the Lakers, HBO's new Pope, more carriage for the Look All-Stars in our up segment, our classic trivia question, and honoring Arlen Ellison, take two. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com for the second straight year proud development partner of the New York Television Festival Day this month and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks and original audio productions whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Good Monday afternoon, start of July, and start of the second half of 2018 to you and all. 95 degrees, yes, 95 degrees the top of the hour with the heat index is over 100 here in the Big Apple. And we welcome you to the program All About Television. Whether or not you're in a heat wave state, we hope that you're staying cool with us. And if you are in a heat wave state, please take it easy. If you need to go out, do it in moderation. Take your time, budget extra time, drink plenty of fluids, and check in on your loved ones. And stay tuned to Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. We'll keep you company, and we'll get through this together in a very cool way. Wonderful guests coming your way in the next hour or so, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Raise your voice, pick up the phone, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number's good anyway. You'll catch us across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a chat room open, and it's available for you. You'll find it at our homepage. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. The name of the room is Simon Apple 04 by name, and it is waiting for you. And while the phone is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio or speaker screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Den Tolmar from Bond, Just Bond, will join us live from Sarasota, Florida, after these news notes. Now LeBron James is on board with the Los Angeles Lakers, there's a question no one has asked yet, so we will. Will James and his Spring Hill production company become a source of original content for Aspire, the cable network started by Urban Magic Johnson, now involved in an executive capacity with the Lakers, 6 years ago? No answer at this point. Meantime, Spring Hill is preparing a third season of The Wall on NBC, with taping of the game show resuming in September, while developing scripted series for both Stars and Netflix, and two sports-related documentaries, one each at HBO and Showtime. And incidentally, Melissa Ingram, who is the manager of Aspire, will be one of our guests next Monday afternoon. And we will ask her this question about a possible tie-in with LeBron James. Pre-production has started on The New Pope, that's HBO's sequel miniseries to The Young Pope of several years ago. John Malkovich will headline the cast, and Young Pope star Jude Law is featured. Filming begins this November in Italy. Some quickies for you. TNT will bring back Animal Kingdom and Claws next year. Both dramas showed sizable viewership gains this summer, and they still have some episodes to go. Two developments. Nickelodeon's Loud House spinoff Las Casas Grandes is a go, with 20 episodes planned, while creators from Cartoon Network's popular The Amazing World of Gumball, which is produced in England, will bring Elliot from Earth to life there. Discovery Channel will debut Urban Ninja Challenge August 5th. Over at Food Network, Guy Fieri will revisit a number of his former Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives subjects on Triple D Nation. That will be coming off the grill July 13th. Next up for new on CBS All Access is $1. That will be on August 30th. And at this hour, Univision remains off Dish and Sling TV's lineups due to a carriage fee dispute, unresolved before this past weekend. And that is news notes for today. If you've been listening to this program over the last 9 months, we have been one of the very few programs on radio, television, or any journalistic organization that's been following a very interesting movement, a movement that uses blockchain and cryptocurrency to help people who want to launch new television series create, finance, and launch those series without a middle player or a middleman. There's also the opportunity for filmmakers, for other content makers, Broadway plays, public service campaigns, etc., to use these ventures that are sort of designed as end-to-end platforms. So far, we've showcased three of them on this program. Singular DTV, which is out of Switzerland with offices here in New York. That was in late October. And then earlier this year, we brought you exclusive interviews with Liv Triadep out of England, and we brought you Tata Tui from the Cannes Film Festival. Well, here is number 4 in this group of Movement Ventures. It's called Bond, just Bond. And joining us right now from Sarasota, Florida, is its creator and chief executive, Jen Tolmar. Jen, thanks for being here.
Hi, nice to have me. Thank you.
Jen, what do you make of this movement? What advantage do people who want to launch new television series have by aligning with a venture like yours, which uses blockchain and cryptocurrency?
Yeah, you know what? The biggest point for our platform and for all similar platforms is that that decentralized the decision what's going to be next on our TV screens. So only public, only crowd has to decide. And if they have the ability to finance it, then they would see whatever they want, and they would only be the decision makers, not the big guys on the big networks.
Mm-hmm. How long has Bond been in business? And I understand that your timetable for getting off the ground has moved up.
Yeah, we just started. We're launching the platform tomorrow. So we are at the pre-beginning, but we are believe in a very short future we will be big, and a lot of people will be joining us and understand our platform. We will be getting them the ability to invest and see a lot of different content without the middleman on it.
How is your venture differentiated from the other ventures I just mentioned, as well as ventures like MovieCoin, which started about a month or two ago, Group out of Canada, and some other ones that either are going to come to light soon or out there and haven't made much noise yet?
You know, in our platform, we combine two things. The first one is a platform where you can be just watching the different type of content, paying one-time subscription, and your subscription will be divided only on those content which you see. So you're not paying for anything which you don't see. And even though if you saw the same content for 5 minutes and another one just till the end, so it's a different amount of money. So it's just one part of the platform. The another part of the platform is the possibility for you to be a co-investor in the content which is going to be produced in this particular platform and be monetized there. So through the blockchain, you will see all the money goes, and you will see some of all the transactions.
In a number of these ventures, you have to take it as an end-to-end platform where everything you want to do, create, finance, market, produce, promote, and only distribute, you have to use the platform. Is that the case also with your venture, or are there elements of the platform along the way where if you want to go a different course, let's say you want to self-distribute or put your programming on ABC or Netflix or HBO or somewhere else, you can do that?
Yeah, it's very possible. So if you're a co-investor in some particular content, and if the content provider or owner will sell it through the other sources, anyhow, you would get your share as a co-investor, as a co-founder of this particular content. So it doesn't matter where that content would be selling, so you get your share.
We are speaking with Jen Tolmar. He is the founder and he is the chief producer of Bond. It's one of the latest end-to-end platforms covering this world of blockchain and cryptocurrency to get new TV series, other entertainment content off the ground. He joins us live from South Coast, Florida this half hour on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised. Simon Applebaum here with you live from the Big Apple, where it is 95 degrees. Throwing the heat index, it's well over 100. Once again, if you're with us here in New York or somewhere else, along the eastern half of the country or central part of the country that is having day three, day four of a heat wave, depending on where you are, please take it easy. If you need to go out, do it in moderation. Check in on the loved ones. Drink plenty of fluids. And, of course, stay tuned to us and other Blog Talk Radio and speaker programs, and we'll keep the company and promise you we'll get through all this together. If you have a question or a comment for our guest, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room at SimonApple04 by name. You will find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. The brand new TV festival here in town, it's called Starable, and Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we'll have one of its key organizers, Bree Castellini. This is Bree Castellini of Starable Fest. It's happening the week of July 20th. It's a two-day affair, and it comes comes right after the New York Television Festival. And we hope, by the way, and a future episode later this month, to have our annual interview with either Terrence Gray or Aaron Day to keep you at the New York Television Festival, which will be happening the week before. So again, Bree Castellini of Sterile Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific right here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And before the month is out, we'll have our special guest from the New York Television Festival, which is happening the week of July 14th. Anyway, Dan, what has been the reaction to people who want to create new television series or made-for-TV movies or specials through your service? What kind of reaction are you getting?
Yeah, most of the people get the idea, and they do understand. I'll give you a very simple example. We heard about the Roseanne show. If we have a different view about the Roseanne personality, all of us probably think about the show. It was a very good show. So 8 million people were ready to see that show. If they would have an ability to be a co-investor, just a small percentage of those people, to be a co-investor in the show like that, they will put the money on the show for Roseanne, and the show will be on the air. So this is the very simple example how the people could be provide the possibility to be an investor and a viewer at the same time for the shows they like, for the content they like, for the content they want to support.
Mm-hmm. There are a number of television series that were canceled or suspended over the last few weeks that have found new homes, like The Expanse with Netflix or Good Girls somewhere else, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Have you heard from any producers of television series on broadcast, on cable networks, on other services that were just canceled that are looking at you as perhaps a new home?
So far, we don't have any contract with the particular shows, but we really believe when we will launch the actual platform and the people will see how it works, we will get a lot of attention from the show producers, and they would participate in our platform as a producer too.
Mm-hmm. Guest 689 has just joined our chat room. Thanks for coming aboard. You have a question or comment, put in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. We'd love to hear from you. Dan, what do you think of this movement overall? The fact that there are a year, that just 9 months ago there was only one company, Singular DTV, that was doing this. Now you're doing it and other people are too. What do you think of this movement? What does it say about the interest level, not just from your company, but from all of these ventures, in a sense that this movement may be onto something, that we may see a brand new way, no matter who ends up doing well or bumps along the way, that we may be seeing a new viable avenue for TV programs to get off the ground?
Yeah, I guess, like you already said, it's just a new level. But right now, the highest level of the content for the content is a platform like Netflix or Amazon, when you pay a subscription fee, and they decide for you what kind of content you will be getting for that kind of money. But I guess in our technology time, we don't need a middleman. So right now, we just have to invent the new level for the content spread. And this new level could be in a company like us, like Bond.fm company. It's like Uber in a taxi. When the technology is ready, you know, the price for the taxi metal 5 years ago was $1 million. Right now in New York, how much the metal taxi? $20,000. This is the only way it's going to be in every industry, and the content industry is going to be there too.
Are you saying, Dan, that by using services like this, the TV makers can lower their production costs as well as get the stand-in platform? They can lower their production costs per episode or per series?
Exactly. It would lower the production cost. Right now, you pay not only for your subscription fee, you pay not only for the content, you pay for all the people working in there, for the huge amount of money goes to the shareholders and other stuff. If you would cut that, it's probably 75% of the money which could be, you know, go into the content itself. So if your technology is ready, if you don't need the middleman to view the content, why don't you do that without any middleman? Why don't the crowd decide what's going to be there?
Mm-hmm. Some of these ventures are tying into specific currency, Bitcoin, EtherVision or Ethereum, Ripple, et cetera, et cetera. With your venture, are you tied into a specific cryptocurrency, or does the process allow you to use more than one?
Yeah, we can use any, and we just have a utility coin inside the platform. Blockchain we're using just for transparency inside the platform. So any users would see the any transaction from the very beginning, from the first cent till the end when it goes to the content provider. So the only reason we're using blockchain, not because we want to, you know, get extra money for the hype of cryptocurrency.
Are you using, by the way, a specific cryptocurrency to be funded to actually be in operation?
Yes, we're using BFP token. So it's based on the Ethereum platform. It's called BFP token.
Now, I understand that you have a feature with this project that uses crowdfunding in a very unique way. I think it's called Smart Engine. Explain what that is and how you utilize crowdfunding for it.
Smart Engine helps us a lot just to explain for the investors who want to invest in our platform, so to get a list for 180,000 investors, and they're very trusting for the long period of time. They did the due diligence for our project. They help us complicated, very complicated process with the SEC, with all the regulations we have to go through. And after they clear us, they would help us to be on the market for anyone who can use not only cryptocurrency, but the regular currencies just to be a co-investor in our process.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing, or are your fellow employees doing any development work in terms of trying to work with specific producers or specific content creators? For example, we've got two television festivals that are happening here in New York this month, the New York Television Festival, and then Starable right after. We have other TV festivals. We had Series Fest just go on the last week or so in Denver, Colorado. We've got coming up this fall, we have Norfolk in Long Island. We have Tribeca's specific TV festival. We've got the ITVF conference, Independent Filmmaker Project here in New York, ITVF in New Hampshire. What plans do you have for going specifically to festivals and trying to scoop out talent that might be interested? Let's say you see a pilot there that you think, hey, this might be great for our service to distribute or our service to use. Well, what kind of outreach are you doing right now to get TV content makers to use your service?
So far, we're doing the direct email access to all of the content we know, content provider we know. But as you mentioned, it's the biggest goal for us to spread the news about the new way to get monetized those content. So we want to participate in every big and small festival. And we started September to participate in a big festival. We will present all of the possibility for the content providers. And they're very hungry for that because 97% of the content globally have no monetization. So they wouldn't sell those movies on TV series or documentaries to the big platform or TV station. After that, they're gone. I mean, they don't have the money back. So only the platform like us or somebody else who's doing exactly the same job for the content provider, the only us could offer the alternative monetized program.
Mm-hmm. You're hearing Dan Tomar. He is the creator and the chief organizer and principal of Bond. It's one of the newest ventures dealing with cryptocurrency and blockchain technology to develop end-to-end platforms which TV series creators, filmmakers, other entertainment content providers can utilize to get their product on the air and keep it on the air as well if they can find a great audience for it. Dan joins us live from Sarasota, Florida this half hour. On Tomorrow will be televised, the program All About Television. Have you with us on Monday afternoon, kicking off your week, your month, and the second half of 2018 with us on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker, also on the IR Radio Podcast Network. We have a question or comment for Dan. Actually, give us a call. We want to hear from you. 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Before we go back tonight, I just want you to know that we are encouraging the other players that we have not yet talked to in this whole world of blockchain, cryptocurrency, content making, to come on this program. We've invited MovieCoin out of Los Angeles to come on. We did talk to the PR reps behind the funding agency for this venture that MovieCoin is involved with. They unfortunately declined to be with us, but we are working with their PR reps to see if they can come on. We're talking with Group, which is the venture out of Canada. There's another one, I believe, called Binge, which is also getting ready to go on. And we'll keep our eyes peeled for anything else that is coming up in this arena. And as soon as we can get contact with them, we will invite them to come on this program. So, Ben, give us a timetable about when we will start to see your venture release content and where you will release it. What is the timetable?
So, we will launch the alpha version of the platform this week. And we will start the money raising with the start engine somewhere in early next week. So after that, in 3 months, we will launch the beta version, which is closer how the platform is going to be looks at the very end. And at that time, I guess we will have plenty of content to see in our platform. So the timetable is this week we're launching the alpha version, in 3 weeks, in 3 months beta version, and somewhere early next week we start raising money.
What is the thinking in terms of where the content will be distributed? Are you looking at smart TV sets and smart TV connected devices like Roku, Apple TV, Google Chromecast, and others? Right now you have a universe of two-thirds to three-quarters of U.S. households that now have these sets and devices in their homes?
Yeah, so far it's going to be a platform which you could be streaming on your phone or on your computer. And I guess it could be very the possibility to be available on any smart platform for your TV if you use it.
Mm-hmm. Are you hearing from people who would like to use your platform as a way to develop interactive programming or interactive services or interactive apps? And I read this because one of the things with smart TV sets and smart devices that is happening is that a fast-growing number of them now have artificial intelligence voice features like Siri, Alexa, and Google Assistant built into the set. Built into the device, so you can control the set with your voice. You can say, you know, Alexa, let me see this program, or Siri, let me order this ride from Uber, or Google Assistant, change the direction of this show. Are you hearing from anybody who's interested in perhaps using your service as a way to generate something interactive?
Yeah, we right now are talking with some guys. The development very interesting interactive program which gives the possibility for the user, for the viewer, decide what kind of way would be developed in a particular series. So if somebody, if the most population voting for some, you know, it's a sliding doors. Some of them voting for one of them, and some of them for another, and going to be in a different direction. So it's a very interesting application, and we're talking to them how they're going to use our platform in the near future. And I guess, like I said, when we launch the alpha version of our bond.pm, it's pretty soon we'll hear back from the variety of the people who could use it in those programs or different content in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Then before we leave you, how big do you think this movement is going to get? And no matter which players make it or not, are we looking at a brand new economic model that endures, that actually becomes maybe a major or the economic model that TV series and TV content gets made, produced, distributed?
Yes, my very I believe in it. So we are right now just at the very beginning of the new economic model, where is, I mean, only big crowd of people would be deciding what kind of content on the table they would get the possibility to be a crowd investor. And we call it like an Uberization of the content. So it's going to be an Uber or Lyft or whatever it's going to be, but it's going to be for content too. So this new economy would cut the big studios, the big middlemen out of it. And the platform like ours would be just a big mechanic, big possibility for them to do whatever they want on a content without the middleman.
If you want to know more, if you want more details about Bond and what it's up to when it comes to covering television as well as movies and entertainment content, here's where you go online. It's Bond, BOND.PM. That's the way the site goes. It's Bond, BOND.PM. And we will continue to monitor what this venture does. And as soon as they have some original TV content, either series or specials or maybe movies to showcase, and we know when it's going to be premiering on their venture, we will invite them to come. We will invite those series creators to come on this program. Dan Tolmar, the creator and the chief producer of Bond, thank you again for joining us from Florida. All the very best to you and your venture. We'll definitely stay in touch, and we may be in on a very exciting movement, and we definitely want to keep track with you on it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Dan. All the greatest. Have a fantastic week.
You too. Thanks.
Dan Tolmar from Bond joining us live from Sarasota, Florida. And once again, you can catch our recent interviews with Tata Tui, with Live Free of Debt, and Singer DTV from last fall. They're all on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. They're also on the Apple TV iTunes podcast app on iTunes. Most of them are also on the iHeartRadio podcast network. And again, to the other ventures in this category that we have not gotten a hold of yet, we have open invites for them to come on this program down the road. When we come back, we'll have our classic trivia question of the week and a whole lot more for you. But first, we have some words from our fine folks that we deal with. That's Audible.com. The Simpsons has been around for, nearly 30 years, 600 episodes. And if you've always wanted to know how The Simpsons has gone from day one, well, there's a new audiobook that's available for you. It's from one of the key people at The Simpsons, executive producer Mike Rice. He's been with the series and Matt Groening from the start. And his book is called Springfield Confidential. And you can get it right now with a free trial to Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration that's available to you anytime you like with over 180,000 titles to choose from, including original audio productions and podcasts. And you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, original presentation, like Springfield Confidential by The Simpsons' Mike Rice. You can also get that for 1 month trial, and you get great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. Don't forget that for the second year in a row, Audible.com is a major development partner of the annual New York Television Festival coming up in a few weeks right here in the Big Apple. So remember, for that 1 month trial, free audio book or audio production, and great customer service, audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, when you do, you're on your way to finding out that Audible will transform the way you hear the world. Now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. We have a question still in play. We're going to keep it in play through this coming week. And the question is this. Name the ship on the Gale Storm Show. Remember the Gale Storm Show? Popular series with Gale Storm playing Susanna Pomeroy, the entertainment director of a great lining ship that went all over the world. Roy Roberts played her boss. Zazu Pitts played her roommate and won a couple of Emmy nominations for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy. The show is also known as Oh Susanna. So once again, name the ship on the Gale Storm Show, a.k.a. Oh Susanna. We'll give you a little hint. It starts with SS. SS. If you know the answer, email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. We haven't had a winner in over a month, and so in doing, trying to get a winner this time out, we're going to offer three prizes. That's right, three prizes in play. The Shark Week 30 magnet set from Discovery. We also have the Frankenstein paperback from National Geographic, and we're going to add on a wonderful book. This is in honor of Harlan Ellison. We're going to talk about him shortly. It is the paperback version of the great Arthur C. Clarke's magnificent work, Childhood End, that was made into a sci-fi miniseries several years ago. We're going to throw that in as well. So Frankenstein, Childhood End, Shark Week 30, magnet set. All you got to do, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you email, enclose your name and your full name and address. If you just missed the question a moment ago, no problem. We'll post it tomorrow on Facebook and on my Twitter handle at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So get involved. And all the very best. Great way, by the way, to keep staying cool as well. When we come back in our Up segment, an update on the Look, All Stars, and take two of honoring Harlan Ellison. Get to all that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're listening to the best internet radio in the galaxy, rain, shine, heat, or cold. It's www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Also on www.speaker.com. Blog Talk Radio is your home for Kings in the Morning. Check them out Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best feature are available 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more Tomorrow We Tell Live on this first Monday of July, first Monday of the second half of 2018. Simon Apple down with you live from New York, but right now it is 95, very torrid degrees at the top of the hour with the heat index. It's well over 100. Remember, if you're in an area that is having the heat wave day 3 or 4, depending on where you are, please stay indoors as much as possible. Keep the air conditioning and the fans going. If you need to go out, do it in moderation. Take extra time. Go slow. Check in on the loved ones. Drink lots of fluids. And we'll all get through this together. So tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Tune to Spreaker.com. We'll have lots of great programming, and we will get through this together. I promise you. Right now, the latest forecast is that for the east and the central U.S., we're going to have this heat wave until after the 4th of July holiday weekend. But it does get better toward the end of the week into the middle to upper 80s. And the humidity goes way down as well. And now it's time for a feature we call Up, where we catch up on some of the guests and topics we have had on this program. We had a wonderful episode on Friday that wrapped up with Christine Roth and Rob Cohen from a series called The Look All Stars. It's been on the air for 2 Sundays now. It's available on CW and My Network TV stations associated with, for the most part, Sinclair, the nation's largest TV station owner. Well, we are happy to tell you that since our program on Friday, there is a new way now that you can see the show. It is on multicast. It is on the TVD network. That's a network owned by Sinclair that presents lots of internet radio programming, sort of MTVS style. Think of the early days of MTV in the 80s. The program is being carried on TVD at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, so on and so forth. And many areas around the country that do not have TVD have picked it up, especially to catch this particular series, The Look All Stars, which is just wrapped up episode number 2 last night. In TVD's case, most of the time you can catch it on cable. In other markets, you can catch it as a digital station or subcarrier of a local television station, and in some markets, you can catch both. So once again, as of last night, you can now catch The Look All Stars, hosted by Troy Spelling, on the TBD Multicast Network, available on both broadcast and cable. Incidentally, also on Friday's episode, when we had Christine and Rob on, I mentioned that WPX Channel 11 may be changing the time period of the show from 12 to 1 p.m. local time to later on in the day or the evening. That is not the case yet, but there's still a possibility that they may, if the ratings or the viewership continues to rise, they may change the time period. Most stations, by the way, are running it in 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock local time. Some are running it late afternoon, and some, like WPX, are running it early afternoon. But now you have the TVD channel running it at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And for more details about where you can find The Look All Stars in your area, go to the www.thelookallstars.com. That's online, www.thelookallstars.com. Also on Friday, because of the length of that interview, there was a topic that I wanted to cover that sort of got blurted out with like a minute or two to go in the show. So now that we have a little extra time, because we only had one guest today, we give you take two of what I call honoring Harlan Ellison. In case you don't know, this past Thursday, one of the giants of storytelling, mostly science fiction, Harlan Ellison, passed away in his sleep in Los Angeles at the age of 84. Ellison was truly a one-of-a-kind writer. He was someone that was uncompromising. He was someone that was groundbreaking. And when it came to television, he was one of the first science fiction writers to do science fiction television. And like his other work, he was a son of a gun. He wanted things his way, and he always wanted to advance the medium just a little bit more, in some cases a lot more, than it had been before. He made his television debut as a writer on an episode of a series called Ripcord, a syndicated series about skydivers. And, of course, it was a very interesting episode. It was about a skydiver who wanted to commit suicide, not because he was a psychopath or anything like that, or he's disgusted with life, but it's just like, this is the way I want to end my life, period. And that's the kind of show that Howard Ellison wanted to do, the offbeat show. And he did it for a number of episodes of shows like, in the beginning, Route 66, the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, and then The Outer Limits, where in the second season, the season was truncated because of the dopey move ABC made to turn the show from a Monday night show, which had growing viewership, to Saturday night up against Jackie Gleason. Ellison contributed two of the best episodes of the entire series, and of the second season. The opener of that season, Soldier, and then the unforgettable Demon with a Glass Hand with a great performance by Robert Culp. Several years later, Ellison wrote what many people who love Star Trek call the best episode of the original series, The City on the Edge of Forever, a story where Kirk and company go back in time in the, era of the gangster era in the United States, and they try to prevent a blip of history from happening. But in doing so, Kirk has to, unfortunately, kill the woman he loves. There was also an anti-war theme to the show, and there was a lot of back-and-forth maneuvering by Ellison, Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, and fellow writers about how the show should go. The show that came out, well, there was Ellison in it, but there was also Roddenberry. It was rewritten, but it still ended up being one of the best episodes of the entire series. And people now, decades after it actually appeared for the first time, will still call it a classic. You can, of course, there's a book by Ellison that has the first original draft of that script. And even though Ellison continued to mock the fact that it wasn't his own writing, many Star Trek folks will tell you, you still find a lot of Harlan Ellison in that episode, The City on the Edge of Forever. In the 1970s, Ellison created his own television series, The Star Wars, a brilliant concept. Sometime back, we had it as one of our shows to know, because you can see the episodes now on YouTube. The premise, in case you don't know, is this. It's about a starship on its way to an unknown place, which had these biospheres. Each of them has a civilization, and they all don't meet together. They're all individual biospheres, but they're all individual civilizations. And three people from one civilization end up at the bridge of the starship, and they find out through a recording that the starship is headed to crash with a star. Can they, of course, alter that possible future? And that's what the show was all about. The show had a fantastic premise. It had everything going for it, especially with Ellison at the helm. But unfortunately, it ran into a number of buzzsaw. Buzzsaw number one, Douglas Trumbull, who was supposed to be on the show with a project called Magic Cam that was going to make a lot of special effects. The process just blew up, so Trumbull left the show. Buzzsaw number two, show was moved from production from the United States to Canada using a lot of writers who were not in science fiction. Buzzsaw number three, the show went from film to tape and with skimpy production values, and that was the final straw for Ellison. Basically said, I'm off the show, forget about it, I'll put my Susonian Corbin and Bird on, and that's it. If you ever read the original script, Phoenix Without Ashes, you will see how brilliant this adventure was. And unfortunately, despite a good time period, 7 o'clock Saturdays on most NBC major market stations and distributed by 21st Century Fox to over 100 stations, the show fell apart, lousy reviews, some of the worst given a science fiction series ever, even to this day, and the show was wrapped after 16 episodes. You can still see, they said, the original one-hour episodes on YouTube. There's also sometimes on local stations, there are two-hour installments with episodes back-to-back mixed in depending on the subject matter. Despite that, Ellison did continue to work in television in various scattershot ways. He was part of the revival of the Twilight Zone back in the 1980s. He contributed some of his stories like Shatterday, and he also wrote a wonderful script called Power of the Last Hour with a final dramatic performance by the one and only Danny Kaye. In the 1990s, he was involved with the syndicated series Babylon 5 as its creative consultant. He's called one of the most pleasurable experiences of his TV career. And, of course, there's not been much from that. Also, here's something you may not know. In the early 70s, he was actually one of the original script consultants on a show called The Sixth Sense about parapsychology, starring Gary Collins. And that happened with Daisy Fontana's Star Trek fame. Both of them were dropped from the show after the first 4 or 5 episodes. Why? Well, the first episode gave you a good sense of what the show was out to do, which was to showcase parapsychology, psychic phenomena, and how it dealt with real-life social issues. For example, the plight of Vietnam POWs. The show decided to become the mystery horror show of the week because of Universal Television interference at the time. And, again, Ellison and Daisy Fontana left the show. You know, Ellison was just an amazing, amazing writer. His stories are classics, like Shatterday, I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream, Repent Hawkins to the TikTok Man, Power of the Last Hour, and so on and so forth. And in light of his passing, I think given what TV can do now, there are two ways I can tell you, and I would suggest, that we honor Howard Ellison on television. The first is this. Plentiful a variety of television we have today in scripted form. And given the fact that in the past years we've had Ray Bradbury, a great dean of science fiction writers, get his own series that ran for several seasons. Roald Dahl had Tales of the Unexpected, ran 5 or 6 years. And more recently, we had the first season of Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams on Amazon. Why not do a Hall and Ellison sci-fi anthology series? Take some of his best stories, do 10, 13 episodes. Let's see what happens. You've got the talent, you've got the technical capability, you've got the computer graphics, all this technology and wizardry. It can be done. So that's one way to honor Ellison, do an original anthology series. And I'm sure there's somebody out there, whether it's sci-fi, whether it's Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, CBS All Access, somebody out there, Apple, that was willing to do it. So come on, folks out there. Let's maybe cause a movement to make it happen. And then the second thing is, let's give the Star-Lord a second chance. This show had everything going for it, and then came all those buzzsaws that just blew it apart, exploded all over the place. Well, now you don't have an environment for those buzzsaws to reappear. So why not bring back the Star-Lord? Let's get good writers to work on that show, good producers who believe in that concept, who know what it could do, because it goes in so many different directions, and well done. And let's make the Star-Lord happen again and give it its proper due at success. So when it comes to honoring Harlan Ellison, one of the great, great writers of any medium, of any idiom, let's have that anthology show. Let's have the Star-Lord come back. And let's all have it make it. And when they, and by the way, if somebody decides to go for these, one or both of these projects, let's watch them. Let's not be in name only or in thought only supporters of this. Let's watch it. I think that would be a fantastic tribute to one of the truly brilliant, innovative writers in any medium, and who definitely, no matter his short supply of television, did make his mark in the medium and did leave it a better medium. Again, I want to thank Ben Tolmar from Bonn for joining us in our first half hour, and thank all of you for listening and hanging in with the heat wave wherever you may be. Coming up Friday on Smart Retail Live, we'll have Bree Castellini. She is one of the key organizers of Starebolt, the brand new television festival that will kick off the weekend of July 21st here in New York, coming right after the New York Television Festival. And again, if you didn't hear the announcement, a week from today, one of our guests will be the manager of Aspire, the network run by Urban Magic Johnson. Melissa Ingram will be my guest, and we'll ask her about a possible link-up with LeBron James now that he is a Los Angeles Laker. If you came in late on today's episode or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, you know we make it so easy for you. And days like today are a great time to catch up on what we've been doing with the program All About Television, whether it's the episodes we ran, our 3 episodes of last week with Oscar-winning writer, producer Bob Resko, and Emmy Award-winning producer, writer Moriah Worley Beckett, whose series End With an E comes in with second season this Friday on Netflix. We'd love to have you listen. So anytime you like, it's available. Just go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can check out the podcast version of the show anytime you like. We make it available in so many places. iTunes, the Apple TV iTunes podcast app, the Spreaker podcast radio app, and the iHeartRadio podcast network. On the latter, go to www.iHeartRadio.com. Put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar. Click, and you are right there. Or if you don't want to do the search bar thing, go to Categories at the top of the iHeartRadio screen, click that, then click Entertainment, and you'll find us with the Entertainment homepage. Remember, we love hearing from you. What do you think about today's topic? And what's your thoughts about this whole idea of blockchain and cryptocurrency as a way to get new television projects off the ground? I'd love to hear from you about that one. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. We really appreciate what you have to say. I do respond to emails and other social media communication within 24 hours. And by the way, in addition to the email I have, which is operational 24/7, you can find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, we love hearing from you. We appreciate what you have to say. Why? Because what you say matters. And incidentally, if there are shows you like that don't get enough attention, well, we want to give them attention. That's one of the features that we do regularly called the show to know. So just let us know by email or other communication about the show you'd like to see presented on this program, showcased here. We'll showcase it, and we'll give you the credit for it. So once again, if you'd like a show to know, to spotlight a show that you like, simonapple04@yahoo.com, Facebook, and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. One more time, we love hearing from you, so let it rip, because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Steinberg, the executive content producer. The co-founders of BTR are Alan Levy and Bob Charish. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com for the second straight year, proud development partner of this month's New York Television Festival, and an Amazon company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televise. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your week. Please make it a wonderful and safe 4th of July, however you celebrate Independence Day. Remember, if you're still in a heat wave area, take your time. Take it easy. You don't have to go fast and far. Really, moderate your time. Moderate your exercise. Remember also, check in on your loved ones, especially if they don't have air conditioning or fans or anything like that, to get the cool going 24/7. And drink plenty of liquids. We want to have you back here on Friday, safe and sound. Again, have a fantastic 4th of July time this Wednesday, and we'll be back with you Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.